Greetings again, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, Hey, it's Pastor Bob, and this is Thursday, August 11th, and we are in the midst of a 24-story excursion called Jesus Stories, and we are on the 18th story of our trip, and we're on the second half. Today's story is Last Hours in the Temple. We started yesterday, and Jesus was doing his teaching in the temple, trying to teach the Pharisees and the Gentiles and the Jews all at the same time. He closed this way: pray often and be watchful of the things you do. For when the Lord comes, he will expect you to have used the gifts he has given you and used them well. And he told a parable to illustrate his meaning. And that's where we'll start today. Last Hours in the Temple. Jesus said, "The coming of the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who is going on a long journey. Before he left, he called his bondservants to him and gave them charge of all his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to the servant's ability. Then he went upon his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents immediately went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. In the same way, the man who had received the 2 talents made another 2. But the man who had received the single talent dug a hole in the earth and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of these servants came back and settled his accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came and brought with him the other 5 talents he had earned. 'Lord,' he said, 'you gave to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. Well done, my good and faithful servant,' his master said to him. 'You have been faithful over these few things. Therefore, I will set you over many things. Come, share with your master in his good fortune.' Then the one to whom he had given 2 talents came to him, saying, 'Master, you gave to me 2 talents. I have gained 2 more. His master said to him, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come share with your master in his good fortune.' Then came the one who had buried his single talent in the ground. 'Master,' he said, 'I knew that you were a hard man, demanding much from those who serve you. I was afraid of what might happen if I were to lose the talent, and I hid it in the earth. See, it is safe. I give it back to you.' And he gave the single talent back to his master. But his master was greatly disappointed. 'You wicked and idle servant,' he said angrily. 'You say you knew that I was a hard man, demanding much of those who serve me? Then why did you not at least put my money into a bank? For then, at my return, I would have received it back with interest. But you have made nothing of it.' He turned to his other servants. 'Take the talent from this man and give it to the one who has 10 talents, he commanded. For everyone who has used what has been given him shall be given more in abundance. But he who has not used it shall lose even what he has. Now, cast the unprofitable servant outside into the darkness, where he may weep and gnash his teeth. Therefore, I say, be ready always, for the Son of Man is returning at a time when you do not think it. And blessed is the servant who shall be found doing his duty when the Lord comes. And blessed is he who does his best with what he has been given, instead of simply making the least possible effort to fulfill his duty. He who works for his master shall be well rewarded. And I tell you further how you shall be judged. When the Son of Man comes in all his glory, and all his angels with him, he shall sit on his glorious throne. And all the people of the earth shall be gathered before him. Then the Son of Man will separate them, as a shepherd separates his sheep and goats. And some shall stand on his right hand, and some on his left. To those on his right hand, the king will say, come, you whom my Father has blessed, enter now into the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you took me into your homes. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to me. Then all those who have been welcomed by the king will wonder and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or without clothing and give it to you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? We fed beggars at the door and drew water for thirsty travelers. We gave to those in need, and we opened our homes to those who had no shelter. But never did we do these things for the Son of Man. And the king will answer, truly I say to you, you did these things for me. Whatever kindness you showed to anyone, even to the most humble of these my brothers, you have shown to me. Then the king will say to those on his left hand, depart from me, you accursed ones, into everlasting fire, for you did not try to help me. And they will say to him, but we did not see you, Lord. And the Lord will answer, saying, you have not helped the least of my brothers. When you saw the hungry, the thirsty, or the strangers in need, you gave nothing to them. When there were those who were naked, sick, or in prison, you turned away and did not help them. And inasmuch as you failed to help the most humble of people, you failed also to do it for me. Those on the left, Jesus said finally, shall go away into eternal punishment. But those on the right, who were kind and righteous, shall have everlasting life. When Jesus had told them these things about the day of judgment in the kingdom of heaven, he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days it will be the feast of the Passover, That is the time when the Son of Man will be betrayed and afterward crucified. Even as he spoke, the chief priests and scribes and elders of the people were gathering in the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, to discuss how they might take Jesus by stealth and put him to death. They agreed that whatever they did must be done soon, before Jesus could leave Jerusalem again, and that it must be done with guile and subtlety so that he could not escape their clutches. But it must not be done on the feast day, they said, or there will be an uproar among the people. They were still pondering the problem when one of the 12 disciples, who was called Judas Iscariot, entered stealthily into the presence of the chief priests and offered them his services. "What will you give me if I deliver him into your hands?" he asked them slyly, "for I can find a way to betray him to you." They rejoiced when they heard his evil words, for to have help from within the ranks of Jesus' own disciples was an opportunity that could not be bettered. Therefore, they gladly agreed to give the traitor 30 pieces of silver. Judas, in return, promised to turn Jesus over to them in such a way as to cause no trouble in the city. And from that hour, he sought a convenient moment at which to betray his master. It would have to be a time when Jesus was not surrounded by the multitude, so that there would be no disturbance among the people to arouse the anger of the Roman rulers. And Judas thought he knew when that time might be. And that concludes our 18th story, Last Hours in the Temple. So tomorrow, on Friday, we will start the next chapter, the 19th Jesus story, and it's called The Last Supper. Until then, have a blessed Thursday. Stay in the light and share it with others. Amen.